Today is Juneteenth, the holiday that marks what happened in Texas on June 19th, 1865. Slave owners in the state had kept news of the Emancipation Proclamation issued 2 years earlier from their slaves. And on this day, 150 years ago, Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, with 2,000 troops and a message: slaves were free. Laura Smalley, born into slavery in Texas, was a child when it happened.
We didn't know where to go. Mm-hmm. Mom and them didn't know where to go. You see, after freedom broke, just like you turn something out, you know, didn't know where to go. They turn us out just like, you know, you turn out cattle, I say.
They didn't know where to go after freedom broke, she says. Turned us out, just like you turn out cattle. Smalley recalled this in 1941 in Hempstead, Texas. She was interviewed by John Henry Falk. That interview now preserved at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. She told Falk that before June 19th, the slaves on the plantation she lived on didn't know slavery had been abolished after the Civil War.
Well, old Marshall didn't tell you, it was free.
He didn't tell you that?
No, he didn't tell. They went there and turned them loose on the 19th of June. That's why, you know, you celebrate that day, colored folks. Celebrates that day.
That's Laura Smalley speaking in 1941 about her memories of Juneteenth, the day 150 years ago that slaves in Texas were granted their freedom more than 2 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation.